Of course, bailouts weren't the only thing concerning politicians' minds this week. President-elect Obama continued with his cabinet appointments. In today's radio address, he announces that Sean Donovan of New York is his pick for Housing and Urban Development Secretary. On Thursday, he anointed his longtime supporter, former South Dakota Senator Tom Daschle, a secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services and director of the new White House Office of Health Reform. NPR's news analyst Juan Williams is with us. Juan, thanks for being with us this
morning. Good morning, Scott.
And Senator Daschle's name has been attached to so much, potentially, from Secretary of State to White House Chief of Staff. Why does the administration, Obama administration, consider him the right person for this task now?
Well, he knows the Congress, Scott. He knows the players in the industry, the insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies, the American Medical Association. He's written a book called Critical, in which he says that the special interests are so dug in terms of American health care that they will pose an all-out war in order to defeat any reform. So he understands that problem, that side of the problem, in addition to which, of course, he was in the Congress, in the U.S. Senate for 18 years, and he has arranged his deal with President-elect Obama so that he will both be head of HHS, Health and Human Services, mm-hmm. and head of a White House task force on health care reform. You notice in just that moment, he has managed to do what Hillary Clinton's team didn't do back in the mid-90s, which is they had a separate HHS secretary and a separate person heading the White House task force, and there were all sorts of turf wars that essentially defeated them before they could get going.
Let me ask you a question. Arguably, Senator Daschle and his wife, Linda Daschle, share an interest in health care, but from a different perspective. She's a very high-profile lobbyist. The Obama administration has campaigned against putting against giving lobbyists access. Now, she says that she'll still steer clear of any potential conflict, but she's got to, or the senator has to go through a confirmation process, and this could be a complication.
Very strongly, because Linda Daschle is well known in this town. She's lobbying on defense industry issues, airline industry issues. And clearly, President-elect Obama has said no lobbyist, and he's put up a strict wall, firewall. And he's had to, in fact, be very careful about Tom Daschle because Tom Daschle wasn't technically a lobbyist himself, but he was advising lobbyists and advising companies that he will now try to reform for the very lobbying firms that create a problem for his wife.
Okay. LaGoya Gate. Nothing has been more naughty or fascinating this week than the charges against Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Any chance that any of this threatens to stick on any national politician? And I'm thinking of the most famous Illinois politician at the moment, President-elect Obama.
Well, who was? I think it was Ron Elving, who's our Washington editor here, who said to me that he thinks of Governor Blagojevich now as the Tony Soprano of American politics. You know, and as a result, anybody who's in the family is going to get hurt. And right now, what you've got is something like Blagojevich under pressure from Patrick Fitzgerald, the U.S. attorney. We've got Tony Rezko, who was one of his major fundraisers in jail. And Tony Rezko is also a major fundraiser for President-elect Obama. So he's looking for leverage to try to lessen his jail time. Blagojevich may be looking for leniency. There are going to be lots of stories told about relationships. And if there's a trial, it will continue to dog President-elect Obama.
And Congressman Jackson of Illinois is going to have some questions, right?
Lots of questions. He was candidate number 5. And according to the document there, the criminal complaint that was put out by Patrick Fitzgerald, the U.S. attorney, number 5 had people who said, you know what, $500,000 will go to the governor if their candidate gets appointed. You know, Scott, it's just amazing. You're from Chicago. Yeah. All these Chicago connections. Lisa Madigan, the attorney general in Chicago, is the daughter of the Speaker of the House. Jesse Jackson Jr. is obviously Jesse Jackson's son. And then Jesse Jackson Jr.'s wife is also an alderman. Blagojevich's father-in-law is an alderman. And, I mean, where does it stop? It's just all in the family
in Chicago. So far, we've managed to keep my mother out of it. So thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks very much, Juan. By the way, we talk Chicago politics in this week's Open Mic vlog, which you can see our blog at npr.org/soapbox and on YouTube.